Today we break camp and head towards an area on top of a ridge where you can see the valley below you. I can't wait. We don't need a fire this morning since we're leaving, but thankfully it's warm today, so it's okay. Everyone's sipping on hot chocolate with marshmallows. Can you smell it? Get your mom to make you some while you listen. Yesterday we met Crank and Chill. Those guys sure are crazy, aren't they? Especially Crank. He's a wild character. No wonder he makes us feel so bad.
Yeah, Crank tried to freak me out yesterday.
Hey! Whoa, wait a minute. I'm just doing my job. If I didn't get you cranked up, you might get hurt. Yesterday, you lost your footing on the wall and almost fell into bottomless pit. I needed to protect you from utter disaster. Total doom.
But don't you think you exaggerate a little? I mean, almost fell? Bottomless pit? Total doom? I had a safety line on me. I wasn't going to fall.
Well, I may have, possibly, exaggerated a little bit, but that's it.
You may have exaggerated? No, you did exaggerate it, and it scared me for nothing.
What? Who, me? No. Please.
Yeah, I slipped, but I had a safety rope around my waist. I wasn't going to fall. You tried to make me think stuff that wasn't true.
Well, you never know. I mean, worse could happen. What if rope broke? What if wall come crashing down on your head? What if you slip out of harness? What if you look stupid? What if, huh?
Crank, stop. Enough. You and your what ifs. Chill helped me and not you.
Pui, don't get so cranky. What if I didn't say anything at all? Huh? What about that?
Matt, are you talking to someone?
Oh, just having an argument with Crank in my head.
Oh, I've certainly had those arguments before. It's good to do that. In fact, learning to talk back to scary thoughts is part of the plan today.